Hello.
And you're very welcome to another edition of The Others, the Alan Kinsella podcast, where I look at small parties, groups and independents that have contested Irish elections over the years. This week is the turn of NATO, the National Association of Tenants Organisations, that contested the Louth local elections in 1991 in Drogheda, rural and Drogheda urban, and also the 1994 Drogheda corporation elections. It's also a tale of how the Workers' Party breaking up in Drogheda and dispute over property, how that led to somebody not standing in an election and eventually standing for NATO in the 1991 local elections. Thanks to everybody who gave help with some queries I had about this episode. Very, very helpful. Thanks too, of course, to everybody who's subscribed to the podcast. And if you haven't, please do. And tell your friends, etc. about it. Thanks, of course, too, to everybody who's subscribed to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/electionlit. If you want to contact me, I'm at electionlit on Twitter, Irish Political Ephemera on Facebook. Irish Election Literature at gmail.com is the email, and irishelectionliterature.com is the website. And I suppose now that we're kind of semi back to normal, if some weekend or something, somebody wants, if you want an exhibition, I could just throw one up of material. I'd be delighted to do it if I can. Thank you. In the 1991 local elections, the Drogheda branch of the National Association for Tenants Organisations, otherwise known as NATO, nominated two candidates to run for Louth County Council, one in Drogheda Urban and one in Drogheda Rural. Now, one of those candidates was Dunica MacRagnall. Now, what was interesting about him was that he had previously been a member of the Workers' Party, had stood for official Sinn Féin, for Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, and indeed the Workers' Party in general elections, local elections, European elections, and was well known in Drogheda, was well-known figure in Drogheda. He had been elected to the Louth County Council in 1979 in the local elections there when running for Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party. And I think he lost his seat in 1985, but had stood in the 1987 general election for the Workers' Party as well. So he had quite a political past. But I'm going to start off this episode not on NATO, but actually the whole on him leaving the Workers' Party, what happened afterwards, why he left the party, and so on, and so on. In June 1989, there was to be a general election, and we find the WP to decide this week. Despite second thoughts earlier this week about withdrawing their candidate in favour of a left-wing pact with Labour, the Workers' Party representative in Louth, Dunica MacRagnall, will in all probability contest the general election. Having erected posters and distributed literature to boost his campaign over the weekend, it emerged on Monday morning last that the Workers' Party in the county was considering withdrawing from the election to throw its support behind Labour candidate Michael Bell. It is understood that the decision was made after the defeat of Fine Gael's Brendan McGahan in his nomination bid in favour of Drogheda solicitor Dick Branigan. But although a final decision will not be made until later in the week, Mr. MacRagnall this week confirmed that he will probably run in the election as a Workers' Party candidate. I am of the opinion that the business of a political party is to contest elections, but I would urge our supporters to give their number two vote to Labour, the Drogheda-based schoolteacher said. Mr. McGonagall, who has contested every general election since 1973, added that the Workers' Party was confident of increasing it their 1.5% support standing in Louth. And a few days later, anger as WP pull out. Drogheda-based Workers' Party activist Dunica McGonagall has bitterly disagreed with the party's decision not to contest the general election in the four-seater Louth constituency. Mr. McGonagall, who contested every election for the Workers' Party since the early 70s, told the Drogheda Independent that any party's duty was to contest the election. The decision of the National Party to abstain or to opt out is wrong because they are failing to fulfil their public duty, he said. Mr. McGonagall added that the party had never been stronger in South Louth, both in membership and financially, and said he would have expected to have polled about 1,000 votes had he been in the race. Last week, a meeting of the Louth Constituency Council confirmed on the advice of the political committee that the Louth constituency will not be contested by the Workers' Party in Louth on this occasion. A statement said that in view of the local situation in which the Labour Party will be seeking to hold a seat in difficult circumstances, the Louth branches will be seeking to maximise the Workers' Party vote in the EEC election. So the European elections was taking place on the same day. But it was a shock, you know. Here he'd stood in every election since 1973. He'd been elected as a councillor and everything. And the party weren't putting him forward. So it was very strange. Now, in October 1989, the news broke. Former party HQ dispute. A legal battle looms over who owns North Quay building. Former Drogheda Workers' Party activist Dunica McGonagall and National Party chiefs look set to enter a legal battle over an ownership rights row on a new North Quay building. Mr. McGonagall confirmed this week that he was taking legal steps to protect his interests in the old Foresters Hall, which was the HQ of the party. Although high-ranking Workers' Party officials visited the site this week, there was no spokesman available to comment on the controversy. The issue hinges on who the legal owner of the building is. Dunica McGonagall, a former general election candidate for the Workers' Party, or the party itself. Mr. McGonagall is understood to be claiming that he bought the building almost 20 years ago in his own name. But the Workers' Party is understood to be claiming that the Foresters Hall was purchased in its name. The entire controversy arose before the general election this year, when a Workers' Party company, Repsol Limited, leasehold interest on an office in the building expired. Mr. McGonagall, a school teacher, approached the party to renew the lease. But the party said it would not and maintained that it owned the building anyway. The row has effectively led to the breaking up of the Drogheda branch of the Workers' Party, it is claimed. The property now is understood to be related to the Workers' Party decision not to run Mr. McGonagall in the general election this year. Mr. McGonagall, who already had his election posters up when made aware of that decision, resigned from the party and took about 10 of its members locally with him. The row was intensified recently when the local branch of Netu arrived at its office in the building to find the contents of the hallway and the office door locked. Mr. McGonagall is a local representative of Netu. So this is actually something that happens quite often when there are splits or disagreements within parties or factions go off or whatever, in that there's disputes over property. We've seen it happen in other parties and indeed in the Workers' Party since. Now, the dispute was still going on a few years later, indeed, in 1991, after the local elections, which I'll get back to in due course. I'll just follow the path of the building. Tenants not to evict the WP. The Drogheda branch of the National Association of Tenants Organisations, NATO, is looking for a permanent headquarters in the town. But there is no chance of it evicting the Workers' Party from the old Foresters Hall, North Quay. former Drogheda Workers' Party leader Donuga McRagnell, who left the party in a storm of controversy last year, is now chairman of the local branch of NATO. Mr. McRagnell is also involved in a wrangle with the Workers' Party national organisers over the ownership of the old Foresters' Hall. He is claiming ownership of the hall, which he says the Workers' Party leased from him. But the Workers' Party say they own the second floor premises, and the long-running dispute seems destined for the courts. The local branch of the Workers' Party disbanded before the last general election after a number of resignations following the National Party's decision not to contest the Louth constituency. The decision at the time was said to be related to the Foresters' Hall ownership row. Mr. McRagnell had previously contested a number of local and general elections for the party in Louth. Now, there are strong reports locally that the Workers' Party is to reorganise in Drogheda. It is known that a few former members attended the party's Ordesh in Dublin this year, where the reorganisation idea was generated. Mr. McRagnell said this week, "I have no problem with the local branch of the Workers' Party leasing the old Foresters' Hall. I would even give them a great discount. I will also consider offers from any other political party." Now, in the end, McRangle won the dispute and he had ownership of the building, which he sold for £1 to, I think, the TEEU, to the local union. And I think they only left the building recently. So the Workers' Party, having claimed the ownership of the building, turned out they didn't. And the building was sold for £1 to a union. So that was what happened that. But it was an interesting, as I said before, just there, in that it's something that can happen with parties that break or split, and that there's often disputes over property that the party owns. So back to the 1991 local elections. And bid to capture first seat. Tenants' chief is set to contest Louth poll in the urban area. The Drogheda branch of the National Association of Tenants' Organisations is to contest a local election seat in the urban area. And local branch activist Donuga McRagnell is determined to capture the association's first ever county council seat. Mr. McRagnell, a former Workers' Party member of the council, feels that there is a seat to be had in the town's urban area, despite its already very congested appearance. "I wouldn't be standing unless I thought I could win a seat, and I think, after analysis, that I can take the fourth seat for NATO," he said. Mr. McRagnell, recently elected the national chairman of NATO, is to campaign on issues which he says are close to everyday lives of ordinary working class people. Water charges, refuse collection, road repairs and rent increases are issues which automatically spring to mind, he said. "These are the issues which affect the people in their day-to-day living and are also the issues which will decide this election," he said. Mr. McRagnell added he wanted to take party politics out of the local elections. "Those who win county council seats should be answerable to the public, not to a party's headquarters in Dublin." NATO also intends to contest a county council seat in the Drogheda rural area and is at present actively seeking a strong candidate. So, the National Association of Tenants' Organisations are running two candidates, one of them McRagnell, and the other one is yet to be named. Second candidate was named. For the first time ever, the National Association of Tenants' Organisations is putting forward candidates for the local government elections in Louth later this month. They are Donuga McRagnell and June Carroll Holdcroft, and will be representing some 500 tenants and residents in the Drogheda area. Donuga McRagnell is a former member of the Workers' Party. He resigned from it 3 years ago and wants to see more democracy. He feels that the people of the area should have a say in any changes that may affect them. He instances areas like planning commissions, the alteration of existing roadways or paths, problems with speeding, traffic and the like. Objections to changes in local environment could be dealt with at meetings called to discuss such matters, he argues, thus giving a say to local people. Mr. McRagnell, who is vice principal of Scullywira in Dunleer, is also objects to water charges, he calls it Dublin taxation, and wants to fight the huge increase in council rents in County Louth. He would like to see the national differential rent scheme restored so that people on the same income would pay the same rent no matter where they lived. Environmental issues should be targeted, according to him, as they could provide much needed employment. Just prior to the election, we got the news. PD and NATO candidates are confident. The Progressive Democrats are quietly confident as polling days draws near. So, and then from the PDs, it goes to the NATO candidates, June Carroll Holcroft, Drogheda Rural, and Donegal McRagnell, are running a successful campaign. And this week, Miss Carroll Holcroft has targeted women voters in her campaign. "I would appeal to women to come out and ensure that they will vote in this election," she said. She felt that there is a certain amount of apathy around at the moment with regard to politics. "I would urge women to support the female candidates in the election so that, they can get something done for themselves. The provision of community centres and housing estates is one of the main aims of the NATO candidates. These centres would provide advice to the residents of the estate, especially the women who hold these small communities together," she said. The election came, and in the Drogheda Rural area for Louth County Council with 4 seats, Jane Carroll Holcroft polled 272 votes, missing out on a seat. And in the 4 seat Drogheda Urban, Donegal McRagnell polled 149 votes and missed out on a seat. Defeat was a triumph. Although failing to get a seat, the National Association of Tenants' Organisations have dubbed their election campaign a victory in itself. The two candidates, Donegal McRagnell in the urban area and June Carroll Holcroft in the rural, said they had felt they had achieved something for the organisation. June Carroll Holcroft surprised many with her 272 first preference votes, polling better than the Labour Party's Pat Burke and independent Tomás Ohokic. One seasoned candidate figured that the number would be the equivalent to 1,000 votes if she had a party machine behind her. Miss Carroll Holcroft could not help feeling triumphant at her performance and said if nothing else, she crashed through some barriers. Donegal McRagnell said that in effect, they had achieved what they had set out to do, to heighten public awareness of the association and to increase the membership. Since their election campaign began, they've received inquiries from hundreds of potential new members, and he says they will be back in full force for the corporation elections next year. "It was encouraging to see so many people who saw fit to vote for a tenants' organisation," he said. He added that the vote displayed support for their campaign issues, including a protest at water charges. McRagnell said that personally he had made the right move by standing as a NATO candidate, and said that his support had increased since his move away from the Workers' Party. The Drogheda Corporation elections didn't take place until 1994. In the 80s and 90s, local elections were often postponed. Anyway, Donegal McRagnell was running as a National Association of Tenants Organisations candidate, this time in the Westgate ward. "Vote out water charges. Vote out fire brigade charges. Stop bin charges. Vote in McRagnell." A profile of McRagnell from the paper. Donegal McRagnell is living in the Rathmullen Road and is vice principal of Scully Muir Primary School, Dunleer, position which he's held since 1979. He's married with 6 children. He served in Drogheda Corporation from 1974 to 1979 and prides himself having a great deal of community involvement. Donegal was a county councillor up till 1985. He is chairman of the NATO executive. One of his main achievements as chairman of the Drogheda Trades Council was his input in setting up the resource centre for the unemployed. He is also the local chairman of the TEEU. And he was one of 9 candidates running for 3 seats in the Westgate ward of Drogheda Corporation. In that 1994 Drogheda Corporation election, he polled 221 votes and missed out on a seat. That was the end of NATO contesting local elections in Drogheda. And indeed, he later joined the Labour Party and stood in the 1999 local elections for the party. And indeed, since then, his son Fiacre is now a Labour councillor in Drogheda. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks to everybody who subscribed to the podcast. And again, tell your friends about it. Thanks too to everybody who subscribed to the Patreon to support the podcast. It's patreon.com/electionit. Thanks.